It is, as we like to call, a very fluid time. So, Brandon, I'll let you visit with Dennis here.
All right. Well, Dennis, it's been kind of a crazy 24 hours, and a lot of questions are kind of circling around of what's going to happen here with all the events. Of course, we know about St. Patrick's Day, and there's some challenges with that here. I know it's a big revenue generator for Aggieville, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's something we would look forward to every year. This would have been our 42nd year for the race and the parade, and they decided that they thought that keeping you away from everybody else, even expanded into an outdoor event. So they chose to pull the permits last night.
Yeah, well, and of course, we've had a lot of questions wondering, what's going to happen here next weekend. Of course, you have the big Fake Patty's Day on March 21st.
Right. Normally that is the Saturday before the last week of school, before they go on spring break. And that was really going to conflict with the KUK State basketball game. And so even though we run it, we don't organize it. We did try to social media-wise just try to push it to March 21st. And that's still coming.
A lot of folks, are confused. It's something you can't really cancel necessarily. And I don't know that there's a lot of folks that really, as far as the businesses, that they really want to see it canceled because it's a moneymaker for them. And, what I guess my question would be, what precautions are going to be in place next week?
Well, from a business standpoint, Fake Patty's Day is a non-event event. Mm-hmm. There's no real organization to the thing. It's a day just to come and celebrate. And there'll be like 18 bars that venues that are all participating. So it's, you don't have a cluster of people. Everybody is elbow to elbow. At this point, we're not even sure whether we'll have students in town. So the normal precautions are out there. Everybody knows that what their capacities are. They know that all the rules and regulations they've got to live by. And basically, it's come down if you want to celebrate and be with friends, and if you don't, stay home. But there's no other real precautions. But this is, like you said, these are Aggieville. It's an important time for us. This is about 110 independent businesses. These are people who have families. They support lots of people. They have the right to be in business. And so that's all this is.
Yeah. We're speaking with Dennis Cook, Aggieville Business Association Executive Director. Obviously March Madness is going to be not happening either, and I know that's going to be a hit for some of the bars. A lot of folks have like to get together and go to the sports bars. What's the potential economic impact of that?
Oh, it's going to be huge. I know it's going to be the sports bars especially, but people, there's a whole lot of reason at this time of year to be getting together and come out and celebrate all sorts of things. But March Madness is a big piece of that. I was talking to my son who's in the beer business in Kansas City, and he sells beer into Power and Light. They're pretty devastated there too, so Power and Light and all that in Kansas City, everybody's going to take a hit. And as they were saying in the city commission meeting last night, they understand that the ripple effect of this through the economy, even in a place like Manhattan, it's going to be devastating.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there were some good comments made at the commission meeting last night. I think a lot of folks were watching it just kind of with, curiosity. But, it kind of creates a dilemma here. You can't tell people, what they can and can't do. People are going to do what they want. They're going to still go to the stores. They're going to go to restaurants. They're going to congregate wherever. I guess the idea here is just, execute an extra deal of precaution if you go out.
Sure. Like they were saying last night, if you don't feel well, don't show up. If you feel uncomfortable about anything, leave. I don't think this is going to be that big of a problem for anybody. This is a demographic that is not a particular hot spot for this virus. But there's risks in everything, and we just ask everybody to use caution.
Are you anticipating you'll see less crowds? I know it's kind of dwindled a little bit in the past here, kind of going more to the house party approach here, it seems like.
Yeah. And that's what we've been telling them all along is the, we're on about, it's not near what it was 5-6 years ago. And a lot of that is because it's been pushed to house parties. It's gone out, in the housing areas. This year, that's the million-dollar question. Since the students don't have classes this next week, will they be here? I don't know.
Have you seen less volume in the bars here the last week or so? Has it changed any?
No, not really. I mean, it's spring break, so right. this is very normal. That hasn't changed at all. Now, what we'll see, obviously, this weekend, by not having the race and the parade, the race is, pushes about 1,000 people. Now how much they do in the bars, restaurants, and the clothing businesses down there, how much they do with that. But between them and their family and the supporters, and then the people that come down for the parade, that's a big weekend. That's a big day for us. And my guess is there's going to be a lot of Manhattan people that will just do their patriotic duty and come out and celebrate with us anyhow.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And, of course, St. Patrick's Day itself is on Tuesday, which is not a traditional great day to go out to and maybe drink a little bit here. But that'll probably take a hit as well at some point. But there will probably be some people go out.
Yeah, that's traditionally for Manhattan, that's not – that's not an issue for us. Having that on the 17th doesn't really do anything because we've always had, the race and parade has always been on a Saturday, whatever, no matter what the date was, it was on a Saturday, usually just right before St. Patrick's Day. And then we would have the Fake Patty's Day the weekend after. So the 17th, that was not a big deal for us, but I would encourage them to come out and try it this time.
Do you think maybe going forward here after this year, kind of knowing what we're going to go through and experiment here in 2020, that maybe at some point this becomes something that you can fence off here from Morrow Street, 11th to all the way to Manhattan Avenue, and just make it an Aggieville event?
I would love that. There for a long time there was not a legal direction for us to do that. Now there is a way to do that. The state passed a law that you can do an outdoor fencing off areas that are not generally fenced off. The city had to pass that also, and the city has passed that. But then they have to write very specific ordinances about how they do it in town. So they've chosen the Blue Earth Plaza area, the downtown area, and Aggieville. But now they just have to write the specific ordinance about how that works. So maybe in the future, yeah.
David. All right. Well, I think it's interesting. A lot of people are saying, well, how come the event's not getting canceled? There's no permit for this. That's why you can't cancel something like this.
Right. We were trying to get a permit for this year because we wanted to keep Morrow Street open and have some vendors and some things like that. And, between the city and everybody, RCPD, everybody, they decided that they thought it would be a safer, better venue for them if they would just close the street down. So they've done that. So that's not a permit from us. So there's nothing for them to take away from us. This is just a business day. But now because of the anticipated volume, they have decided that they want to block out the streets, keep traffic from coming through there. It makes it easier for anybody to have whether it's EMS or anybody that needs to have access. It's going to make it easier for them. And hopefully we have that kind of – we have a busy day. We don't need those people, but we have a busy day that really feels like that. My guess is that it'll be a bit down, but, like I said, we're going to wait and see whether students even show up in town.
Yeah.
I think one message we do want to pass along is that Aggieville remains open for business. And I think that, you know, that's not just Hankyville. It's the city of Manhattan. It's the city of Wamego. Everybody remains open for business. It's event-based type things. And you know, you just before you stepped in, we had the announcement of McCain canceling four of its shows that are scheduled for the next couple of weeks. And so there's so many different things that are factored in here and so many things that are affected. And I think one of the things we also want to pass along is that, you know, this is these are livelihoods that are being affected. There are so many different livelihoods that are being affected by what's happening with this COVID-19 scenario.
Yeah, well, like I said, you know, we're Aggieville is about 110 independent businesses, and those are not, you know, for the most part, there's virtually no big entities down there. These are people who are working it themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, they own this business. They're supporting their family, and then they support a whole lot of students. I mean, they're probably employing easily 1,000 students, and it's an important factor for them to be able to do things. We are open for business. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's the staffing situation is going to be a challenge with the students not necessarily returning,
right?
Potentially returning.
We're getting a lot of the people I've talked to over the last couple of days are getting phone calls. Since university has they knew they were going to make the announcement, and then they did make the announcement, and you know, these are students who are calling, you know, their employers here in town, going, you know, do I still have a job? Can you know? They go, sure, absolutely, we want you to come back, and you know, because some of them it's very, very important to them. Otherwise, they have no other ability to pay their rent or pay the utilities. So it must be easy. Hopefully, it's easier for them to come back, work, and do their schoolwork online. But they're also, you know, contributing to everything.
Well, Dennis, thank you for coming in and joining us here this morning, bringing us up to date on a lot of things that pertain to Aggieville, not just necessarily the cancellation of the parade and the run and the walk. Those are obviously significant events for you, but also the perspective of Fake Patty's Day and reinforcing the fact that it's an economic development area there. Lots of retail, lots of restaurants, and they remain open for business as usual.
Right. This is America. Be patriotic. Come down to Aggieville.
Dennis Cook, the director of Aggieville's Business Association, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks,
it is 8:16 here at News Radio KMAN.